it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We have an archive of years of them. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
The Audacy app.
Ah.
Don't do it. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, and this OPP is?
It's Suzanne, and she's having some issues with co-parenting.
Hi.
What's going on, Suzanne? Yeah. What's happening with your co-parent situation?
I'm very, very stressed out. So recently, I recently got divorced, and my ex-husband and I split custody of our two boys. They're 12 and 10.
Okay.
And I say loosely we split time because we are definitely not co-parenting. And during the weeks that my boys are at their father's house, it's like there's no rules whatsoever. Mm. They eat nothing but junk food, and he lets them stay up as late as they want. Oh, one night he even took them to a concert on a school night where they were, you know, completely wiped for school the next morning. It's like, it's no wonder when they come back to my house, they don't like it because I actually make them do their homework. I make them eat healthy. I make them go to sleep early. Like, I'm trying to be a good parent. And they basically have an all-out sleepover at their dad's house for a week. And then they come back to me and there's rules and they don't like it.
They're also probably sleep deprived. And
yeah. And they're like not doing as well in school. I mean, it's a big issue.
Well, so am I.
This is one of those ones that I almost wish we could flip into like a great mate debate and get his side. I'm not saying you're being dishonest. I'm not.
But it kind of feels like you are.
Well, because you've just gone through a divorce.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm just saying you've just gone through a divorce and you're probably pretty bitter. And now...
I mean, I guess a little, but it's really not even about us at this point. It's like, we have two children. Like, we need to be...
You need to be on the same page still.
Yes, yes. Oh, he did one other thing I didn't even mention. He got them a puppy, and I'm allergic.
Oh.
Okay, now we're getting into some territory.
Is the puppy going back and forth?
When they come back? Oh. No, but, like, it's all over their clothes, and I feel like he's doing these things just to piss me off.
I just want to say it's one of those things. I've kind of been through this. It wasn't quite to this extreme, but I've been on both sides of this. Like, I had structure at my house that she didn't like have at her house.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we had agreed we weren't going to do, she started to do over at her house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm me and I'm real effing fun.
Okay. Well,
trust me. To a child,
well,
I'm
even
very
that
fun.
when we were together, he wasn't even fun. Like, this is the most fun he's ever been.
There
he's
it is.
Like a different
That's
person.
What I'm saying. That's why I want his side, because a little part of me, you're like, the kids are just having so much fun at their dad's house, and that makes you mad.
Like, yeah, I think it would hurt any
like
mom's
the
way feelings.
They're having fun, like being a good parent, like.
And then it comes out of your mouth as, this could also be true, but it comes out of your mouth as, he's not following any rules. Both may
I
be
mean,
true, but he also just be
McDonald's
may be more
every
fun.
Night and go to sleep?
No, I'm not on his side, because if he's feeding your kids junk food
right.
and they don't get any green in their life or whatever, that's bad. But are you just triggered? Because...
Or are they not doing their homework? Is she getting... late assignments when they get to her place. Like, you have to be careful who you have children with, even if you're in love at the time.
I know. And it's like, no, I totally see what you're saying. Obviously, like, there's some, I'm upset about the breakup, everything. But at this point, it's not that. Like, I want my kids to have structure and, like, they need some discipline or they're going to be out of control. They're, like, you know, really crazy ages for like this, these patterns.
Well, because you said that they're like, not doing great in school, right?
No, they're not focusing. Like, they're tired. Like, all they want to do is,
that's where it's like, okay, he can be fun, but nothing. You guys still need to be parents and make sure that stuff is getting done, and it's not.
I'm just saying, sometimes a concert's on a Wednesday night, and you got to go.
Sometimes.
If it's their favorite band, you take them to that concert.
That's not every night, though.
No, he only did it one time.
Yeah. But every other night of the week, they need to have a bedtime. They're 12 and 10.
Yeah.
But also to attribute them doing poorly in school to only their father, I mean, their parents just went through a divorce recently. Like, they've got a lot. They're going back and forth. There's a lot of change going on in their lives.
Sure, but
all
that's,
that. And to pin it all on just
no, no, no. And that's when that I'm saying both parents need to make sure it's getting done. We're only getting one side, correct? And it seems like she's trying to help. We don't know if he is, but it does need to be both. And that's when co-parenting, the co, really comes important.
Right, but I haven't heard Suzanne say a single thing she's doing wrong.
Because she's probably not.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I do. I'm a good parent. Like, I feel like it's...
Are you saying he's a bad parent? Like, are you saying out loud he's a bad parent?
I think lately, yes, I do feel that way. Like, I'm at the point where I want to, I don't know, I reopen our divorce and get more custody. Or, like, I want to make my boys understand, like, they have to follow rules and, like, structure is good for them.
Do you think, like, it's gone too far on your side, though?
Yeah, like, she's like picking up too much.
He's way too fun, and now you are specifically the boundary person because he doesn't have any.
I mean, if you're eating McDonald's every day and then someone else makes you eat kale, are you going to be pissed off too? Like, probably.
But is he? Are they really eating McDonald's? Okay, I'm not on his side, Suzanne, and I don't want to be here because I think you're probably really awesome. And I do think you're reacting hard to his fun and probably making it harder for the kids to like you, which is bad.
What?
But I mean, I'm just saying, if you are the disciplinarian one, then your kids are like, dad's more fun. And it's like, because they don't know better. But
long term.
But she's saying absolutes, like, they eat McDonald's every night. Do they eat McDonald's every night, Suzanne? Or is that like a little
bit? Maybe Wendy's. Maybe Wendy's. They eat garbage every night.
You gotta switch it up.
Okay. 303-222-5423. Call or text. I swear to God, I'm not on your side. Because again, in my divorce, I was a little bit of both. Like, I had the structure. She like suddenly did some things that we had agreed we were never going to do.
Right.
Like, TVs in their room. Boom. Mm. They had them. And I'm like, what the what?
Isn't there some level of you can have a conversation about that?
It's real hard when you like when you're in the thick of it. And it took a long time for she and I to be like,
cool.
Yeah. I would just find out.
Yeah,
and then it's like,
you won't talk to me.
Yeah, no, and yeah.
But yours was also different because weren't your kids a little bit older? Like, they could understand.
In this wheelhouse when it all kind of started.
Okay.
Man.
Suzanne, again, I promise you, I think you're doing great. And you're very smart that you haven't. There's one trap that I'm really glad you didn't fall into, which is
what
competing.
Is
like, don't compete with him. Be the structured parent. Don't stop doing that because it's like, oh, he's going to take you to a concert on a Tuesday. Well, wait till next week.
Right.
Like, the following bands are in town and I'm like, don't do that.
Can I give you one piece of advice as a childhood divorced parent?
Do not
talk poorly about him to your kids because that was mosquito to a...
Oh, God, it's
what's
so
that,
mean.
What's that metaphor?
Fly to
a flame.
Honey or something? Moth to a flame.
Great advice. Given
make
by
sure they get still go to school.
The text is just full of just different Confucianisms, Suzanne, I hope you get a little bit of distance from this and like find some whatever. Again, him being a fun dad doesn't make him a bad dad.
It could.
The dog is where I really start to go, man, yes, your kids want a dog. And yes, we never got one because your mom's allergic. But they have to go to your house half the time. That's a D move, dude.
Yeah.
That is fully like cool. Or get like a mini doodle that's hypoallergenic.
Right.
Like, get something
these are just conversations to have.
You can't have a conversation when you're in the middle of a divorce. You can't.
But...
telling you, it was a year or two after before we were like,
let's talk about the big life decision.
Yes.
Ugh.
It's so gross. It's and I but, know I
yeah and I am not on his side either because I agree in, with structure and all that. But I like once you're divorced and he's like, I'm no longer married to you. I want a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Like it might be a jerk thing, but he has like, if he wants a dog, isn't he free to get one? Yeah. Technically.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's still just, it feels like a pawn like, in a game.
I also
game.
Want a sports car. Or I want all these right. things I didn't get. And it's like, well, only one kind of affects you. I don't know.
Yeah. Suzanne, I swear you're not alone. And we're going to have full phone lines. So hang on right there. You'll be able to hear the whole thing. Yeah.
Yikes. Other people have to
of course. Go and dealt with dude, this. It's hitting me so hard because I was both things. I was a fun one, but then she was doing stuff we agreed we weren't going to do. And it's kale at her house, but it is
did
like
you,
DoorDash at my house. It's,
did you ever find yourself wanting to compete or even competing?
Well, I put TVs in their room.
Oh, okay. My God.
That's why I told her not yeah. to do That's why I told her not to do it.
How can you not?
How could I not? And then he got an Xbox, so he got an Xbox to. In my house. Huh?
You don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but you don't want him just like...
Find your I own know, thing. I know. Suzanne should find her own thing that is just for her and her boys. That is fun.
That's so
but
much
they don't
easier
do it
said
dads.
Than when you got a 13-year-old boy. He's like, well, mom's house, I'd be playing Xbox right now. And you're like, okay. It's, I know mind. It wasn't right, but I defy anybody. It's so easy to write down, don't ever do that. That's the wrong thing to do. It's like, right, until you're looking at your kid, who's mm-hmm. like, I'd rather be at mom's right now. And you're like, haha, okay.
Joke's on you, buddy.
Right. I got you a bigger TV. And Xbox Live. Suck it!
Dad.
No, you two are the problem.
All right. Help Suzanne out. 303-222-5423.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Suzanne with her OPP. She's in the middle of a divorce. And it's subtle what's happening. But like,
I don't know how subtle it is.
It's just, you guys, again, I don't want to beat this horse, but we only heard her side.
Yeah.
And she's like, with the kids, he's being the fun one. He's letting them eat fast food. And in my house, they eat kale. I make them study. He takes them to concerts. And it's like, and he bought a dog and she's right. allergic. Okay. But she's like, what now? Should I reopen our custody agreement? That feels like a lot. I'm the only one who's been through a divorce in this room. I mean, I guess you've been through it, Erica, as
on the other
child.
Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's why I'm like, just talk to them. Cause I feel like my parents were able to communicate a bit, not 100% of the time.
Did
and
they
there
compete
was,
for you though?
I don't feel like, but we weren't 50-50 okay. just cause we were a little older. So like, I just feel like they didn't have to compete and maybe my right. dad did make things a little more fun. But it's fine now.
I know. Well, yeah, sure. You're great. Katie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
What do you think Suzanne should do here?
Okay. So, Slacker, I'm taking your high road on this one. I've been divorced now for 5 years, and my ex-husband did everything that her ex-husband is doing. He played Disneyland Dad. I was the disciplinarian. We went through all that. But after 5 years, like, he has now become more disciplinary and I've become more lax. So we're kind of in the middle. So you just get
it's
there. You just got to give it time. It's an adjustment.
But all she can see right now is like how lopsided it is. And you understand why she wants to react, but you're saying the smart play is to not and just
the
let
smart
it.
Play is to not react and just let it go through. And my ex-husband did buy them a dog right away as well, even though my daughter is allergic.
One of the kids is allergic?
That's different.
We have a daughter?
The daughter was allergic, and he bought him a dog anyway to get back at me. And these things, like the game I played, they do subside after. I promise you it might take four years, but it
do they still have the dog?
Yes, they still have the dog, and it just stays at his house, not at mine.
Katie, you said something kind of interesting. At least I thought it was interesting. You said you're a little more lax now, too. So it seems like maybe Suzanne's in the same, where she's so strict, he's so loose, and you both kind of need to...
You find a homeostasis, to use the scientific... You come...
And Suzanne might feel like she's making up for his looseness.
You do do that, too. It's like, well, if you're not going to make him study, then I'm going to make him study twice as hard.
And maybe she needs to just go, I'll stay how I was.
Right. And then he hopefully will come to the... Thank you for the call. Yeah, the thing that drives me nuts is when I pushed her, she was like, do you think he's a bad dad? And she's like, yeah, right now. And it's like, listen, you married him.
I know.
And you had kids with him. And up until the moment you signed the papers or whatever, you probably thought he was a good dad. He's a good dad.
Unless the divorce is because she thinks he's a bad dad. That's different. But I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah, you just... You got to not let your personal feelings towards him. Like, I had some very, very strong feelings about my ex-wife.
Right.
But I've never once questioned, she's a great mom. Period.
There you go.
And that, I mean, you just...
She's who you chose to have kids with.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if I were to call her a bad mom, that's more reflective on me than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I do? Chris?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think she needs to stand her ground. Even though she can't control what happens over at Dad's, she needs to stand her ground at her house. I just got out of a similar situation. Last year, my son just turned 18, and he realized that Dad was the fun house, and he actually came up to me and thanked me for rules and boundaries.
Wow.
You do eventually appreciate it.
For sure.
But just not... Absolutely. When you're young, you don't. So you got to wait till your kids are like 23 and then they go, oh.
We all come around at some point.
I know, but it's like where Suzanne's at right now.
Yeah, she's got a while. Sorry, Suzanne.
Yeah.
But she just needs to stand her ground.
It's not always easy, but appreciate
Chris,
the advice.
Was it worth it to hear that? Like, was it worth it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, but I'm telling you, it's not worth it in the moment.
Yeah.
You're just like, the kids are just like, we're going to Dad's, it's Sunday. And you're like, Shelby?
Yes.
What do you think Suzanne should do?
I think that she should just wait. It's hard right now, but I grew up in this, and her kids will appreciate her. Not right now, because Dad's fun. But when it comes down to it,
she'll get the glory someday.
Okay, but Shelby, so you were the kid, and we're kind of debating this. When did you get that mom was actually doing it right? Were you 18? Were you 20? Were you 30? When did you understand when mom was doing the right thing?
It was probably when I was probably 16 or 17
that's not bad.
I wanted to drive a car and get a job and things like that.
Okay.
I also, you said when mom was doing it right, it's like...
You with my dad.
Yeah.
It's like the dad might not be doing everything wrong. It's just what she knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. I was falling into the trap of like, right.
Now I'm like, wait. Because I just said, my dad was kind of the fun dad, but like he was still an amazing dad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like let me, I don't know, throw Oreos onto the ceiling.
Smoke crack? That he let me do.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.